复活。
Today is a special Sunday. We are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们知道耶稣从死里复活是我们基督信仰的基石。
The resurrection of Christ is the foundation of our Christian faith.
让基督信仰与其他所有宗教信仰不一样的地方，就是耶稣基督从死里复活了。
His resurrection sets our Christian faith apart from all the other belief systems.
其他的宗教的创始人，他们死了，要不被埋了，永远就埋在了地底下；要不就是被火化了，就变成了灰。
The other religious founders, when they died, they were buried and remained in the ground, or they were cremated, and that was the end of them.
今天是复活节，当然是很特别。
Today is special because it's Resurrection Sunday.
但是对我们中国人来说，这里还有一个巧合。
But to us, the Chinese people, there's a coincidence.
在我们传统上，今天是什么日子？四月五号是什么日子？是清明节，对不对？
According to our tradition, today is the tomb sweeping day.
清明节是干什么的？
What is this day about?
清明节是去扫墓的，对不对？去纪念死人的。
So for Chinese people, tomb sweeping day is a day to commemorate or showing respect to the dead.People go to the graveyard and sweep the tombs for their dead, their loved ones.
So, 这是何等大的一个对比。
What a great contrast.
我们基督徒庆祝的是耶稣基督从死里复活。
We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是满有喜乐的。
Full of joy.
但清明节是人们去纪念死人。
But the tomb sweeping day is people to go and remember the dead.
所谓去扫墓，就是去把那个墓地给扫干净。
They go to the graveyard and sweep the tomb.
但是我们耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
But the tomb of our Lord Jesus is empty.
我们耶稣基督死了，被埋了。
Jesus was crucified and he was buried.
但他的坟墓是空的。
But his tomb was empty.
我们今天就来看看这个空坟墓，为什么我们对这个空坟墓有那么深的确信。
So today let's take a look at the empty tomb and talk about why we are so sure about that Jesus has resurrected.
以及这个空坟墓对我们的生活的实际意义是什么。
And what are the implications to our life?
我们先来读这个约翰福音第二十章一到十节，我们先用中文读一遍，然后用英文读一遍。我们先来用中文读。
Let's read John chapter 21 to 10. We'll read it in Chinese first, then English.
我们一起来。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。我们用英文读一遍。
John 21 to 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in the place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个特别的日子。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this special occasion.
普世的基督徒一同欢庆。
Christians all over the world are rejoicing and celebrating.
是因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Because our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead.
你所赐给我们这伟大的救恩完成了。
The salvation has been accomplished.
我们感谢你赐给我们这一莫大的恩典。
We thank you for this grace.
我们祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work among us.
让我们对你的恩典有更多的确信。
So we have more assurance of your grace.
有更大的信心。
We have more faith in you.
让我们抓住你的手同奔天路。
Help us to take your hand and move forward.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
所以这里我们看到七日的头一日其实就是礼拜日。
So we see on the first day of the week, which is Sunday.
明显的西门彼得和约翰他们并没有在期盼着耶稣基督从死里复活。
Obviously, Simon Peter and John did not expect Jesus to rise from the dead.
直到这个马大拉的玛利亚去告诉他们说这个坟墓空了。
They didn't expect that until Mary Magdalene came to tell them about the empty tomb.
或许他们还都不相信。
Perhaps at that time they didn't even believe.
所以他们要跑到那里去亲眼看见。
So they had to run to the tomb and see it for themselves.
直到看见了才相信，这里讲到他们才信了，就是相信那个坟墓是空的。
Until they saw it, they believed it. It talked about they saw and believed because they believed the tomb was empty.
但这个时候他们还并没有相信说耶稣基督真的从死里复活。
But they still did not understand that a man Jesus has risen from the dead.
所以这里就是这里讲到这个空坟墓的事情。
So here it talks about the empty tomb.
但要讲到这个空坟墓呢，我想我们要先来回顾一下，在这个空坟墓之前，在那个主日之前发生了些什么事情。
Before we talk about the empty tomb, let's take a review on what's leading up to that Sunday.
我们都知道耶稣在三十岁左右的时候他出来传道。
Jesus began his ministry when he was about 30 years old.
他医病赶鬼。
He drove away demons and healed many people.
他行了很多神迹。
He performed many miracles.
就是为了让人知道他的这种信息。
So he did all that to tell people about the message he wants to share.
他的信息就是天国近了你们当悔改。
His message was repent for the kingdom of heaven is near.
他总共花了大概三年半的时间在那里宣讲天国的道理。
He spent about 3.5 years preaching the gospel.
然后在这期间呢他多次的向他的门徒解释说预言说他将要被交在文士法利赛人手里他将要受许多的苦要受死然后要从死里复活。
And multiple times he predicted his own death and resurrection, and he talked to his disciples about that he would be handed over to the hands of the teachers of the law and Pharisees. He would be tortured and he will be mocked, and he will die.
但明显的是，这些门徒们并没有相信他说的话。
Obviously, the disciples did not understand.
或许不明白他在说什么。
They did not understand what he was talking about.
那耶稣三年半的事工快要结束的时候他在世的最后一个礼拜他进入到耶路撒冷。
Towards the end of his ministry, he went to Jerusalem.
这就是我们叫受难周也叫圣周。
This is what we call the Holy Week.
在新约圣经里面四本福音书里面有很大的篇幅就是在记载耶稣基督在这个圣周里面所做的事情所说的话。
The four gospels spend a lot of content on what Jesus did in the last week of his life.
我们都知道耶稣基督骑着驴驹光荣地进入耶路撒冷。
We know that Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey.
然后他去洁净圣殿。
And he went to cleanse the temple.
他花了很多时间去跟这些宗教领袖辩论指出他们的错误。
He had many long debates with the religious leaders, pointing out their heresies.
然后到礼拜四的时候，他和门徒们一起享用了这个最后的晚餐。
And on Thursday, he spent he had the last supper with his disciples.
然后在最后的晚餐，我们都知道他为门徒洗脚，然后给他们祷告。
At the supper, he washed the feet of the disciples and prayed for them.
然后这个晚餐完了以后，他们就去到一个地方叫克西马尼园。
After the supper, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣在那里祷告。
Jesus was praying there.
然后在祷告完了以后，这个出卖他的犹大，加略人犹大，就带着兵丁来抓捕耶稣。
So after his prayer, after he prayed, Judas the traitor came to him with soldiers to arrest him.
然后耶稣被捆绑，然后被送到大祭司那里去受审。
He was tied up and sent to the high priest to stand trial.
然后人们用手掌打他，凌辱他。
People beat him and humiliated him.
然后第二天一大早就把他送到那个罗马巡抚本丢比拉多那里去受审。
The next morning they sent Jesus to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate.
人们继续的去逼迫他，凌辱他，吐口沫，吐唾液在他脸上，然后去鞭打他。
They continued to torture him, they mocked him, insulted him, spit on him, and scourged him.
最后，本丢比拉多宣判耶稣去被钉十字架。
Finally, Pontius Pilate condemned Jesus to be crucified.
然后他被钉在十字架上，有罗马士兵用枪去刺他的肋旁。
When he was crucified on the cross, the Roman soldier pierced his side.
就有水和血流出来。
And water and blood flowed out.
就证明他确实是死了。
This testified that he was indeed dead.
然后人们把他埋葬。
And he was buried.
这就是星期五发生的事情。
These are the events on Friday.
而且这里耶稣怎么样一步一步走上十字架，是完全按照旧约圣经里面所写下的预言而发生的。
And all this happened according to the Old Testament prophecies.
这是按照神的计划一步一步的应验的。
All these were fulfilled according to God's plan.
然后如果我们综合起这四本福音书讲到耶稣受死被埋葬的整个过程，我们就知道当耶稣死了以后，有一个亚利马太的法利赛人叫约瑟，他向本丢比拉多要了耶稣的这个遗体，然后人们用许多的这个墨药沉香，用这个裹尸布把它给裹好，然后放到坟墓里面去。
So from the Gospels we know that there is a believer called Joseph Arimathea. He came and asked for Jesus' body from Pontius Pilate, and he took Jesus' body and wrapped itAnd with myrrh and aloe, and eventually he placed him in his own tomb.
然后呢，这些宗教领袖们，他们也知道耶稣曾经宣告说自己要从死里复活。
The religious leaders remember that Jesus once claimed that he would rise from the dead.
所以他们很害怕这个耶稣的尸体会不见了，所以呢，他的门徒们就说：“哦，你看坟墓空了，耶稣从死里复活了。”
So they were afraid that his disciples would come and steal his body and claim that he was resurrected.
所以他们特别要求比拉多把这个坟墓给封起来。
So they asked Pontius Pilate to seal the tomb.
一般他们的坟墓是在半山坡那里挖个洞这样进去的，然后呢有个槽，然后滚一块大石头下来，然后封住那个洞口。
Back then, the Jewish tombs were cut out in a rock in the mountain, and there was a track so they can roll a big stone to secure it.
所以这些宗教领袖要求比拉多派一些罗马兵丁去看守这个坟墓，给这个坟墓上了封条。
So the religious leaders requested Pontius Pilate send a guard, post a guard at the tomb, and also secure it by putting a seal on the stone.
这个罗马政府的这个封条是带有权柄的。
So there's authority in the seal issued by the Roman government.
谁要去破坏它的话，是要被处死的。
If anyone dares to break the seal, they will be punished by death. Death penalty.
所以这个时候呢，这些门徒们都在干什么？
So what did the disciples do at this time?
这些门徒在耶稣被逮捕以后都四散了。
After Jesus' arrest, they scattered and fled.
唯一有两个比较勇敢的，一个是彼得，还有另外一个应该是约翰。
All of them scattered and fled except two who were more bold. One is Peter, the other one's John.
他们还敢于跟着耶稣，这些逮捕耶稣的人，他们还敢于跟着他们进到那个院子里面去看耶稣受审的过程。
They were bold enough to follow Jesus to the high priest's courtyard to see what would happen to their Lord.
但是当有一个使女来质问彼得的时候，彼得马上就开始否认他认识耶稣基督。
But when a servant girl came to question Peter, he was afraid and started to deny that he knew Jesus.
所以我们都知道这些门徒们是非常的担惊害怕的那个时候。
So we know all the disciples were very frightened.
那后来到了礼拜天的时候发生了什么事情？
So what happened to Jesus' tomb on Sunday?
刚才我们所读的一开始的宣召经文里面也读到了，有天使来把这个坟墓门口的那个石头给滚开了。
As we read earlier, angels came down from heaven and rolled away the stone.
然后看守的这些兵丁们吓得个半死。
And the soldiers were so scared and they were like dead men.
然后这些一大早去到坟墓那里想要去瞻仰耶稣的这些妇女们也遇到了天使。
And the women who went to the tomb in the morning also met the angel.
他们看到这个坟墓是空的。
They saw the tomb was empty.
这些天使告诉他们说耶稣已经复活了。
The angels told them that Jesus has risen from the dead.
不要在死人当中找活人。
And why do you look for the living among the dead?
这就是为什么刚才有个抹大拉的玛利亚跑回去告诉西门彼得和约翰。
Then we see that Mary Magdalene went to tell Peter and John.
然后这些罗马兵丁他们非常的害怕。
And the soldiers were very afraid.
因为他们看守这个坟墓等于就是失职了。
So they did not do a good job guarding the tomb.
这个本来是应该要受到极大的惩罚的。
That means a really severe punishment.
所以这些兵丁也去找到这些宗教领袖说怎么办，这个坟墓空了。
So the soldiers went to the religious leaders, asking them what can they do.
那些宗教领袖就想出一个法子来贿赂他们。
So the religious leaders bribed the soldiers.
说你们就说是他的门徒来把尸体偷走了。
So they told them to say, you are to say the disciples came and stole Jesus' body.
就给他们一些钱收买他们。
And they gave them a sum of money.
所以在这里我们可以看到都有些谁承认这个坟墓是空的。
So who acknowledged the tomb was empty?
那些去扫墓的这些妇女们。
The women.
还有这些门徒们。
The disciples.
他们都相信这个坟墓是空的。
They all believed that tomb was empty.
那些耶稣的敌人，那些宗教领袖们，是不是也承认这个坟墓是空的？
How about the religious leaders, Jesus' enemies?Did they also acknowledge the tomb was empty?
那些罗马兵丁是不是也承认这个坟墓是空的？
How about the soldiers? Did they also acknowledge that?
所以这个坟墓是空的这个事实是所有的人都承认都接受的。
So everyone knew the tomb was empty.
问题在于为什么这个坟墓是空的呢？
Now why was the tomb empty?
有些人为了不相信耶稣的复活，他们就想出了很多很多的借口。
Now, many people, in order to refute Jesus' resurrection, they came up with many explanations.
有些人就像刚才讲到那些宗教领袖一样，就说是这些门徒们把耶稣的尸体给偷走了。
For example, some were just like the religious leaders claim that disciples stole Jesus' body.
其实这是最不可能的。
This is the most impossible.
这个我待会再说。
I'll come back to this later.
还有人说是这些宗教领袖们把这个尸体给偷走了。
And others say that the religious leaders stole Jesus' body.
有人说是这个盗墓贼把尸体偷走了。
And some say that the tomb thieves took Jesus' body.
有人说他们只是当时走错了坟墓。
And even others say that they went to the wrong tomb.
还有人说耶稣可能没有死，自己走出来了。
And even more ridiculously that Jesus did not really die, he came out of the tomb himself.
其实这些都是站不住脚的。
But all of them will fall apart.
真正发生的事情是真的，耶稣基督从死里复活了。
What happened is Jesus is indeed risen.
其他所有的这些借口都是站不住脚的。
All the others will not hold up.
为什么我们有这样的确信呢？
Why we're so sure about this?
是因为耶稣的复活是有很多的见证的。
Because Jesus' resurrection has many testimonies.
今天我们就来看看有些哪些的见证来见证了耶稣的复活。
So let's look at the testimonies that confirm Jesus' resurrection.
以至于我们可以对耶稣复活这个事实可以有更大的信靠。
So we have more trust and faith about
更大的信心。
More assurance of his resurrection.
首先我们来看看这些门徒们的见证。
First of all, let's look at the testimony of the disciples.
刚才我们讲到耶稣被捕，耶稣在受审的时候，这些门徒都非常的害怕，担惊害怕，都四散了。
We talked about that the disciples were very frightened. They scattered and fled.
包括这个西门彼得和约翰，当这个抹大拉的玛利亚来告诉他说坟墓是空的，他们都还没有相信说耶稣真的从死里复活了。
Including Peter and John, even when they were told by Mary Magdalene that Jesus' tomb was empty, they did not believe that he had risen from the dead.
一个使女就让彼得完全吓破了胆，让他否认耶稣。
Peter was frightened by a servant girl's question that he denied Jesus.
但后来我们看到，正是这些为数不多的这些门徒们，他们放胆地站出来挺身而出，传讲基督复活的信息。
But later we see that it is this group of people, this group of disciples, they were very bold and proclaimed the gospel.
当这些宗教领袖威胁他们说要把他们抓起来，要把他们下到监牢里面，他们都不惧怕。
When the religious leaders threatened that they would put them in prison, they were not afraid of that.
是什么给了他们这种改变？
What brought this change?
是什么给了他们这样的勇气？
What gave them the boldness?
然后最后这些使徒们几乎所有都是舍身取义，一个一个的为主殉道。
And all the apostles, almost all of them, one by one, they died a martyr's death.
根据教会的传统，彼得是被 倒过来头朝地那样钉在十字架上被处死的。
According to church tradition, Peter was crucified upside down.
那时他是在罗马。
He was crucified in Rome.
他说他不配和主耶稣基督一样来钉十字架，所以他要求被倒过来。
He wanted to be crucified that way, upside down, because he does not consider himself worthy to die in the same way as the Lord.
是什么给了这些门徒们这样的勇气？
What made them so courageous.
如果是他们把这个耶稣的遗体给偷走了的话，
If they had stolen Jesus' body,
那他们就知道耶稣没有复活。
Then they would know that Jesus had not resurrected.
那他们也知道传讲耶稣复活的这样的一个信息是一个谎言。
And they would know they would be preaching a lie.
有谁会愿意为一个谎言舍弃自己的性命呢？
Who would die for a flat lie?
你偶尔找到一两个这样的精神不正常的人或许可以找得到。
Maybe a couple of people who had mental problems.
但是有一整群人都愿意这样去做的话，你就知道这不是一个谎言。
But if a large group of people were willing to do so, then you know it's not a lie.
正是这群没有什么文化的这些门徒们把整个世界搞了个天翻地覆。
It was those disciples who were not well educated that turned the whole world upside down.
改变了人类的进程。
They changed the course of history.
使徒行传第四章三十三节很好地总结了当时的情形。
This passage summarized the situation well.
就是说使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them.
这些门徒们的生命的改变，见证了耶稣的复活。
The life-changing testimony of the disciples testified Jesus' resurrection.
下面我们来看一看保罗的见证。
Now let's look at the Apostle Paul.
我们都知道保罗是很有学问的人。
We know Paul is well-educated.
他也曾经是敌对教会的人。
He was also persecuting the church.
当第一位殉道者斯提凡被石头打死的时候，保罗就在旁边看热闹。
When the first martyr Stephen was killed to death, was stoned to death, Paul was there standing. Paul was standing there giving his approval.
他当时是叫扫罗。
He was called Saul back then.
所以他很乐意看到基督徒被迫害。
So he was very glad to persecute Christians.
他也成为一个迫害基督徒的人。
He's the one that put them in prison.
他当时可以说是有权有势。
He was a very powerful man.
基督徒一听到他的名字都会害怕。
The disciples were afraid of him.
因为他时常去捉拿基督徒，把他们下到监牢里面去。
Because he would go and take them into prison.
但有一次他去大马士革去捉拿基督徒的路上。
When he was going to Damascus trying to put more Christians into prison, on the way to Damascus,
他被大光所照耀。
He saw a great light.
他被击打下，从马背上掉下来。
And he fell off his horse.
然后耶稣基督亲自的对他说话。
And Jesus spoke to him.
说你为什么要逼迫我？
Jesus said, Why are you persecuting me?
因为这样的遭遇，扫罗改了他的名字叫保罗。
Because of the encounter, Saul changed his name to Paul.
他成为一位忠实的信徒。
He became a faithful believer.
他四处传扬福音。
He preached the gospel everywhere.
但是这样的一种改变给他带来的是巨大的痛苦。
However, this brought great persecution for him.
他四处被迫害。
He was persecuted.
被鞭打。
He was flogged.
被棍打。
He was scourged.
被石头打。
He was stoned.
要遭遇各种各样的危险。
He experienced all kinds of danger.
从前的这样的一个有权有势的人变成一个四处被别人迫害的人，这是何等大的反差。
What kind of a great contrast from a person who is so powerful to a person that's been persecuted.
但保罗说这一切都是他心甘情愿的。
But Paul said he was doing this willingly.
他说曾经就律法说他是法利赛人，就热心说他是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说他是无可指摘的。
He once claimed that in regard to law, he was a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, he was faultless.
他享有世人所想要追求的这一切的东西。
He has all the prestige.
但是后来他说，他为了耶稣基督，他愿意抛弃万事，当作粪土。
But later he was willing to lose everything for the sake of Christ.
因他以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he considered the surpassing greatness of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他知道他得到的是最好的东西。
Because he knows he has the best.
所以他所付上的这些代价都是至战至清的。
So he's willing to pay for this, the sacrifice he was willing to offer is light and temporary.
所以他宣讲的也是耶稣基督复活的信息。
So he proclaimed Jesus and his resurrection.
使徒行传第十七章十七到十八节，这里说，于是在会堂里与，这就讲到保罗啊，于是在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士 与他争论。有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的。这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。
It says in Acts chapter 17:17-18, therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with Gentile worshippers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, what does this babbler want to say? Others said, he seemed to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection.
所以这里讲到保罗，他不管碰到谁，是在会堂里的这些犹太人和近前的人，还是在市井上遇到的这些平常人，他都去劝说他们，基督已经从死里复活了。
So Paul wants to share the gospel with whoever he encountered, whether the Jews and the Gentile worshippers in the synagogue or the people in the marketplace. He wants to tell them about Jesus and his resurrection.
这里讲到，其实保罗是在雅典。
Here Paul was in Athens.
这里他还遇到了两个雅典的两个哲学流派的人。
He met the philosophers in Athens.
就是以里古罗和斯多亚两门的这些学士，都是有学问的人。
The philosophers from the schools of Epicurean and Stoic.
一个流派的这个哲学流派的是讲求说要尽情享乐。
One emphasize on indulgence and wild living.
另一派呢是讲求要禁欲。
The other one emphasized on restraining from pleasure.
但这两派的人都来跟保罗争论。
Both schools of philosophers came to argue with Paul.
保罗就跟他们讲耶稣基督复活的信息。
And Paul told them about Jesus and his resurrection.
是什么让保罗有这种勇气做出这种改变？
Why did he become so courageous?
是什么促使他放弃了之前的那种高高在上的地位？
Why did he give up his prestigious life?
让他甘愿受苦受逼迫。
He's willing to suffer for the Lord.
如果没有耶稣基督从死里复活的话，很难想象他会有这种勇气。
If Jesus had not risen from the dead, it's hard to believe that Paul would have this boldness.
正是因为他深深的知道他已经得到了那最好的。
Because he knew he had the surpassing value.
所以舍弃一些不重要的事情，他也不认为那是做不到的事。
So he's willing to lose everything else.
当他得到了最好的。
When he had the best.
他就愿意舍弃那些不重要的。
He's willing to let go the others.
下面我们再来看一看一个历史学家的见证。
Let's also look at the testimony of a historian.
很多时候有人说耶稣的复活只是你们基督徒自弹自唱。
As many times people think that the resurrection was only a tale the Christians enjoy talking about.
好像就是只有你们自己在说嘛。
Yeah, only Christians talk about it.
并没有外部的见证。
There's no external source.
但是我要告诉大家，其实圣经里的记载不只是有圣经内部的证据，还有圣经外部的证据。
But I want to tell you, besides the Bible, there is also external resources confirming that.
这个犹太人非常有名，也非常有权威的这个历史学家叫做约瑟夫。
One of the Jewish historians who is very authoritative, his name is Josephus.
他基本上是跟耶稣同年代的人物。
He was Jesus' contemporary.
他大概是主后三十多年的时候出生的。
He was born about 30 years after Jesus was about AD 30 AD.
就大概是耶稣死的那个年代，死和复活的那个年代，他出生的。
Around the time Jesus was crucified, he was born.
所以他的写作，他写这个历史的时候，其实这个新约圣经都还没有传播出来。所以他的写作呢是根据他自己的第一手的材料。
So his writing was before the New Testament was completed. So it was all because of his own research. All based on his own research.
这个约瑟夫他不是基督徒。
Josephus was not a Christian.
所以他没有必要为基督信仰宣传，对不对？
So he wasn't trying to defend Christianity.
但他在描写耶稣的时候，他说，此时有一位智者名叫耶稣，他有佳美的行为，并因自己的德行而著称。在犹太人及其他民族中，有许多人跟随耶稣，做了他的门徒。比拉多将他定罪，并把他钉死在十字架上。然而，那些已经成为耶稣门徒的人，并没有因此而背弃自己的身份。他们宣称说，耶稣在被钉死在十字架上的第三天向他们显现，耶稣已经复活了。
So he wrote, at this time there was a wise man, Jesus, good and virtuous, and many people from among the Jews and the other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die, and those who had become his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive.
所以这里其实这个约瑟夫所写的犹太古史已经记载了耶稣复活的事情。
So Josephus has already recorded Jesus' resurrection in his books.
其实很有意思啊，人们往往是想要在圣经里面找茬来否定圣经的教导。
Many times people trying to find discrepancies in the Bible in order to refute the Bible's teaching.
其实这个约瑟夫这里讲到比拉多这个人，也是在进一步的印证了圣经的记载的可靠性。
Josephus mentioned Pilate here. It actually confirmed the reality, confirmed the accuracy of the Bible.
我们都知道比拉多在圣经里面有很多的记载。
The Bible, there are many.The Pilate was mentioned many times in the Bible.
但是在世俗的历史里面，世俗的历史记载里面，并没有太多提到比拉多。
But he was not mentioned very much in the secular history.
约瑟夫这里提到了。
But Josephus mentioned him.
还有其他一两个地方也提到。
And a couple other writings.
但很长一段时间呢，主流的学者都认为这个比拉多是一个虚构的人物。
But for a long time, mainstream scholars think that.Pilate was a fiction.
认为这个在历史上是没有这个人的。
There were no such men in history.
直到1961年。
Until 1961.
考古学家们找到了一块石碑。
Archaeologists found a stone or plaque.
上面很清楚地写到本丢比拉多是犹大省的省长。
And they talk about Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea.
所以到今天再也没有主流学者去否定比拉多这个人。
So no one can refute the existence of Pilate.
所以很多时候人们试图去找借口不相信圣经，结果却是看到圣经的真实性。
So many times when people try to find excuses or evidence to refute the Bible, but eventually they actually see the Bible was accurate.
这就让我们来看到有几位这样的曾经是无神论者的人，他们也试图去否认耶稣的复活。
Now these former atheists, they were also trying to refute, overturn the Bible.
我们都知道，耶稣的复活是基督信仰的根基。
We know that the resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of our Christian faith.
只要你能够把耶稣的复活这件事情给否认掉的话，你马上会成为一个名人。
If anyone can overturn resurrection, they will become famous instantly.
因为如果你能够否认耶稣基督复活这件事情，你就可以把整个基督信仰给摧毁掉。
If anyone can prove that resurrection is wrong, then then the Christianity would have crumbled.
历史历代以来，确实有不少这样的人试图去做这样的事情。
Throughout history, many people dare to try.
因为只要你能够否认耶稣的复活，你马上可以成为一个有名的人。
You'll be very famous as long as you can refute Jesus' resurrection.
所以这里我选了几个这样的例子。
So here are a few examples.
有一个人叫 Warner Wallace.
One of the authors is Warner Wallace.
他是做侦探的。
He was a detective.
他专门去 解那就去破解那些非常难破解的案子。
He's an expert in cold cases.
就很多案子，很多案子都被封存起来，因为他们没有办法有任何的进展，所以都把它封存起来，冻结起来了。
A lot of cases were already put aside because they couldn't solve it.
但是呢，他就非常擅长于去找证据，去把一些看上去似乎不相关的证据给串联起来，然后去破解这样的案子。
But、he was really good at finding the connections and to solve the cold cases.
所以他曾经说 我就用我的专业的这样的一种侦探的这种技巧，我就可以去找证据来否认耶稣复活的这件事情。
So he thought that with his ability to find connections, then he might be able to refute, overturn the resurrection of Jesus.
所以他就开始去找证据。
So he started out looking for evidence.
但他找的证据越多，他就越被耶稣的复活所折服。
But the more evidence, the more research he did, he was more convinced that Jesus was indeed risen from the dead.
他成为了坚实的基督徒。
He became a faithful believer.
所以他写了这本书叫 Cold Case Christianity.
He wrote this book, Cold Case Christianity.
是用来为基督信仰辩护的。
It is a book to defend Christianity.
是在论证耶稣的复活。
It is to show that Jesus' resurrection is true.
还有一本书叫《铁证待判》，我想大家都很熟悉了。
Another book is probably very familiar to all of you. It's Evidence That Demand a Verdict.
就是这个麦道卫。
By Josh McDowell.
他也曾经是试图去找证据来否认基督信仰。
He too was also trying to find evidence to overturn resurrection.
但最后却写成了这本经典的护教学，为基督信仰辩护的这本著作。
Instead, he wrote this classic.Book of Apologetics, Evidence That Demand Verdict.
他找的证据越多，他自己就越被折服。
The more evidence he found, the more convinced he was.
还有一个就是这个 Lee Strobel.
Another one is Lee Strobel.
他是做记者的。
He was a journalist.
他是做那种调查研究的那种记者。
He was an investigative journalist.
就是需要去找证据来报道一件事情，然后把这件事情的前前后后要把它给写清楚，然后到底发生了什么事情，要把它的这件事情的全貌给展示出来。
He was investigating on the details and trying to put the story together.
然后他的太太信主了。
And his wife became a Christian.
然后他就很不甘愿。
So he was very upset.
为什么要信这样的东西？
Why do you want to believe this?
所以我来证明这个基督信仰是错的。
I can prove that Christianity is fake.
所以我知道怎么去找证据，我知道怎么写这些调查研究的报告。
I'm good at investigation. I can write a report.
所以他也去找证据。
So he went out, he set out trying to find evidence.
最后他也写了几本为基督信仰护教的这样的著作。
But instead, he also wrote many books in apologetics, defending Christianity.
有本叫《重审耶稣》。
There's one called The Case of Christ.
他讲到这样的一句话，他说：“复活是耶稣的神性及卓越教导的超然证明，是他战胜罪及死亡的证据，是他的追随者将来复活的预表，是基督徒盼望之根本，是神迹中的神迹。”
He wrote, "The resurrection is the supreme vindication of Jesus' divine identity and his inspired teaching. It is a proof of his triumph over sin and death. It is the foreshadowing of the resurrection of his followers. It is the basis of Christian hope. It is the miracle of all miracles."
这些曾经的无神论者，他们试图去找证据否定耶稣的复活。
So these former atheists, they tried to refute and overturn resurrection.By looking for evidence.
结果成了耶稣复活的最强有力的见证。
But they become the defender, the very powerful defender of Jesus' resurrection.
所以毋庸置疑，耶稣的坟墓是空的，他真的从死里复活了。
So no doubt Jesus' tomb was empty, he was indeed risen.
这些众多的见证都在告诉我们同样的一件事情。
All the testimony point out to the same thing.
我们有这样的盼望吗？
Do we have such hope?
耶稣的复活跟我们有什么关系呢？
What does Jesus' resurrection have anything to do with us?
腓立比书第三章二十到二十一节说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Philippians 3:20-21 says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus has risen from the dead.
我们将来有一天也要复活。
We will also rise with him.
我们现在的身体是卑贱的。
Our body is lowly right now.
我们要承受痛苦、疾病、种种的这种残累。
We suffer pain and sickness.
但有一天，他要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。
But one day he will transform our lowly bodies.
和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
To be conformed to his glorious body.
这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
How glorious it is.
我们有这种盼望吗？
Do we have such hope?
我们有这种确信吗？
Do we have the assurance?
我们可以深切地相信，这一切是要发生的。
We can believe for certain all this will happen.
当我们有这种确信和盼望的时候，我们的生命就会不再一样。
Our life will be different if we have such assurance and hope.
会怎么样不一样呢？
How different?
我们想到在礼拜五的时候，就是耶稣被钉死，然后被埋葬的时候。
Now thinking about Friday when Jesus was crucified and buried.
整个世界被黑暗所充斥。
The world was filled with darkness.
黑暗好像得胜了。
It seems that darkness has won.
好像撒旦得逞了。
It looks like Satan has achieved his purpose.
人类的救主被处死了。
The Savior of the world is killed.
所有的盼望都破灭了。
All hopes are dashed.
人们本来想寄望于耶稣基督能够带领他们复兴以色列。
People were hoping that Jesus would help to deliver Israel out of the Roman government.
那这样的一位救主怎么会被处死呢？
But he was dead.
怎么会被埋葬了呢？
He was buried.
好像所有的希望都破灭。
All hopes were dashed.
然后人们充满了各样的自责和埋怨。
They have a lot of complaints.
那想想彼得有没有自责呢？
Think about it. What about Peter? Do you think he also blamed himself?
有没有人去埋怨这个卖主的犹大呢？
Maybe they had a grudge against Judah.
有没有彼此的埋怨呢？
Did they complain about each other?
这就是星期五的状态。
That's the situation for Friday.
这个世界试图在说服我们，我们仍然处在这样的一个状态之下。
And the world tries to convince us that we are still in this state.
这个世界试图告诉我们说没有希望，没有救世主。
The world is trying to tell us there is no hope, there is no savior of the world.
这个世界告诉我们今天只是个清明节。
The world is trying to tell today is also only the tomb sweeping day.
这个世界试图让我们生活在黑暗当中。
The world is trying to keep us in the darkness.
生活在绝望当中。
Keep us in despair.
当我们在生活当中遇到一些困难，遇到一些没有办法解决的难题的时候，很容易我们会陷入到这样的一个沮丧的状态当中。
When we encounter difficulties and challenging times in our life, it's very easy for us to think this way.
让我们看不到希望。
Because it seems there's no hope.
在教会里也是一样。
Likewise in the church.
很多时候我们会看不到希望。
Sometimes we do not see the hope.
我们觉得所有的盼望都破灭了。
We feel like there is no hope.
但是我们的主耶稣基督是从死里复活了，他的坟墓是空的。
But the Lord has risen from the dead. His tomb is empty.
告诉我们，死亡和黑暗不再掌权。
His resurrection tells us death and darkness no longer reign.
神已经掌权了。
The Lord reigns.
死亡不再控制我们了。
Death no longer controls us.
在神没有难成的事情。
With God, nothing is impossible.
当我们不管是在人生的际遇当中，还是在教会我们的事工当中遇到这些困难的时候，好像是又大又难的困难的时候，耶稣基督的复活告诉我们，在神没有难成的事情。
Whether we encounter hardships, difficulties in life or in church ministry, the resurrection of Jesus tells us that with God, nothing is impossible.
同时也确信，神让我们确信，神爱我们就爱我们到底。
And we also firmly believe that God loves us and He will love us to the end.
神在我们当中还在做那个改造的工作，他还没有完工，他不会放弃。
He is still working in us. He is doing the transforming work. He will not give up.
神的大能让我们确信，我们都是被神所爱的。
God's love convinces us we are loved by Him.
我们的教会是神所设立的。
Our church belongs to Him.
他不会放弃我们。
He will not give up on us.
他爱我们到底。
He loves us to the end.
他要使用我们每一个人来做这样的复兴的工作。
He will use every one of us to do the work of revival.
让我们一同来经历他。
Help us to experience Him together.
经历他复活的大能。
Experience the power of His resurrection.
以至于我们自己的生命不再一样。
So that our life will be transformed.
愿神赐给我们这样的信心和盼望。
May God grant us faith and hope.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，耶稣基督从死里复活。
Dear Lord, we thank you for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，不得不承认，有时我们仍然小信。
Sometimes we are of little faith.
主啊，求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
坚固我们的盼望。
Strengthen our hope.
对我们自己的将来，我们将来的结局有信心。
Help us to be certain about, to have faith about our outcome.
知道我们将来也要从死里复活。
Until we will also rise from the dead.
死亡不再掌权。
Death no longer controls us.
主啊，坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen us.
使我们更加像你。
Help us to be more like you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.